Today, the meeting here is called a perfecting training. In Northern California, since 2017, January, brothers and sisters in all languages were gathered together in South San Francisco. Now I can hear a lot of echo. I don't know if we can minimize it. So the arrangement is every other month we'll have such a training starting at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. In March, we had the second training, and that was primarily for the English-speaking saints. So now it's May. So according to the arrangement, this is for the Chinese-speaking saints. And this is why we have this perfecting training. And the next time, we will all gather together. So I will just announce it right now. It will not be in July, but in August. It will be in mid-August. We'll have another time for all languages. And that should be also in South San Francisco. And I think all of you have attended this kind of training, at least back in January. It seems that the Lord had a particular leading for us. A general practice, some spiritual practice among us, will be strengthened. So, for example, today we've come to the topic of calling on the Lord's name. Calling on the Lord's name can be said to be an old practice among us. We all call on the Lord, but why do we still need to talk about it? So, I believe this burden came from the Spirit. It doesn't mean that we don't have such a reality. However, in the past years, on the one hand, this practice is common. On the other hand, such a precious practice might lose its intensity or depth as in the past. Instead, over time, it has turned into a formality, just a method. So let me give you an example. This morning, a brother led us to sing hymns. And then Brother Enoch said, let's call on the Lord five times. Is that you? It's not wrong. There's no problem with calling on the Lord five times or ten times. But even that kind of calling isn't so satisfactory. It's a little rigid and dead. Let's just do it 1, 2, 3, 5 times. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is an old practice, old way of practicing it. So it's not a matter of right or wrong, but it has become a formality. Not only so, I feel the calling on the Lord among us has somewhat become a slogan among us. So, it's short of a kind of knowing of the Lord's name. Therefore, this practice has lost its taste. It has become something on the surface only. In fact, calling on the Lord is a great thing in the scriptures. It's not a casual practice. It's too critical. I feel that this practice has a direct relationship with a fulfillment of God's economy. It's inseparable to our Christian living, to our church life. So the burden here is not just to talk about calling on the Lord because we have nothing else to talk about, but the burden here is to strengthen this recovered practice. So through this practice, in these years, we will have our church life renewed, even revived. So don't think practices are not important. They're very, very important. I can tell you this way. In the past 100 years, from Watchman Nee until now, until 1960, our dear brother Lee came to the United States. This practice was fully recovered. So before that time, did the brothers and sisters not call on the Lord? No, they did. They did. But it was not like the practice in the 1960s. I said this because I'm also a beneficiary during that time. In the church life, I had my individual experience and also a corporate experience. I can say the calling at that time is different from the calling right now. The calling at that time brought us to a different realm, to a different spiritual level. I can say that the calling on the Lord during those years really brought us into a spiritual revival. So today, these four messages, inwardly, my hope is not just to stir you up by reading through the messages 10 times. Is not enough. Let's call on the Lord 100 times. That is not my burden. That is not my burden. My hope is that through these messages and fellowship, we can have a new revelation concerning this practice, a new knowing, new seeing, new entering. If the brothers and sisters can have such a seeing concerning calling on the Lord, your practice will change. I don't need to require you to call 100 times. Your practice will change. As for me, if you ask me, I don't have the rule that how many times I need to call after I wake up. But of course, based on the card that we distributed, you need to call for 2 or 3 minutes. I said 2 or 3 minutes. I didn't say how many times. This can be likened to deep breathing. Actually, deep breathing is slower than like our normal breathing. You need to be deliberate. Right now, as you're breathing, you don't need to make a conscious effort. But when you are deep breathing, if you're breathing deeply, you need to slow down and be deliberate. And you will exhale quite a bit, and you will inhale quite a bit. That breathing is more advanced, and the effect of that kind of breathing is different. So why do people need to have deep breathing? Maybe the doctor tells a person, you need more fresh air. It will be helpful to your blood circulation. It will contribute to your health. So you need to go out and practice deep breathing. This is just an example on the surface. But today, I hope that the brothers and sisters will not just say, I know all about calling on the Lord. So what am I here for? Maybe some people are just taking photos, kind of like a reunion. I hope you're not here for a reunion here at Berkeley, just to listen to some messages in Chinese. Thank and praise the Lord. If that's the case, then our meetings today are a failure. We have about 400 saints here, and there are 4 or 5 other locations where English-speaking saints or other languages, saints in other languages are listening to the broadcast. I really hope this is the deep burden within me that this practice will be revived and renewed among us because we touched something. We have a renewed knowing of the Lord's name. I have been calling for 50 years. So this year is 2017. I started back in 1967, believe it or not. I came into the Lord's recovery in 1967. That was in December. So it will be a 50th anniversary in 6 months. So when I came into the Lord's recovery, the first thing was calling on the Lord's name. Calling on the Lord has a direct relationship with me coming into the Lord's recovery. The second thing is reading the Lord's Word. So these two basic practices brought me into the Lord's recovery in reality. Because of these two practices, I was brought into my spirit. Oh, I need to take heed of my time. Today, the first session ends at 10:15, so we will not have time for sharing in the first session. So in the first session, there will be no sharing. But in the after half an hour break from 10:45, sorry, from 10:15 to 10:45, that's our break. And then from 10:45 to 12 will be the second session. After the second message is released, we'll probably give you about 15 minutes for the saints to share, to testify. After that, we'll have an hour for lunch. In the afternoon, from 1 to 2:15 will be the third session. After that, we'll also give you some time to share. And after half an hour break, from 2:45 to 4 o'clock, we will end with the last session. That's the schedule for today. So my responsibility today is to borrow what Jacob said. I'm just here to sparkle, to spark the fire. So I hope that you will not just go home after these four messages. This has everything to do with our practice. So I hope in every locality, especially Chinese-speaking saints, after you go home, you will take these four very marvelous outlines. I'm kind of boasting on my own product, but these four messages are too great. So you should take these four outlines to re-enter them, to regurgitate. You should speak to one another. And you enter into the revelation, enter into the seeing. So you will bring the practice of calling on the Lord to a strengthened level, a deeper realm. So I'm here just to spark the fire, to start the fire, but how it will go on, it depends on your response. So if you need to go home and really burn with this fire. Amen? Okay, message one speaks of the glorious name of the Lord Jesus. So from the outset, the first thing we need to see, this name. What kind of name are we calling? It's not your name, it's not my name. It's not the name of a famous person. It's the glorious name of the Lord Jesus. Every time you say Lord Jesus, you are calling a glorious name. So we have some verses here. Now you need to enter into these verses. Philippians, very, very important. Therefore, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. This name is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. You know, one day, every knee should bow to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I also feel that we also need to practice kneeling down, bowing before the Lord, calling on him. How do you feel? This is a glorious name. This is not a name of Confucius or a name of Washington. In the universe, this is the highest name. And every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God and Father. If you want to give glory to God and Father, call on the Lord. Every time we call on the Lord, God is glorified. This is not a small thing. And then Matthew chapter 1, Mary will give birth to a child, and you should name him. You should call him Jesus. This name was given by God the Father. I myself have four grandchildren, and their English names were given by their parents, but their Chinese names were given by me. So all four of them were named by me. So I had a lot of consideration. Number one, I need to know what their English names are. What do they sound like? And then I had some consideration inwardly, what kind of name is fitting. And then after a long time, I gave them their names. The meaning should be proper, and I like the name and has something to do with a Bible, have some spiritual significance. So I decided on a name. You know, it's not an easy thing to give a name. God gave his only begotten son a name in his incarnation. I don't know how long God had this consideration, but this name is Jesus. So today we will take a quick look at the meaning of Jesus. Don't just say, Lord Jesus, Jesus. It includes so much in this name. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. So this name has something to do with salvation. And then in Acts 2:21, whoever calls upon the Lord's name shall be saved. So this name is related to God's salvation. The name that was given to God's only begotten Son was to save us. The whole house of Israel should know assuredly that Jesus, whom you crucified, has been set as Lord. This is another name, Lord. So he was set as Lord and Christ. Christ refers to his work. Lord refers to his person. So both of the names are in this compound name. So this great name is a compound name with five names. So the more noble a person becomes, he has more titles, more names. It's too rich. Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ. It includes so much in this title. Roman numeral 1. God bestowed on Jesus the name which is above every name. The highest name in the universe, the greatest name, is the name of Jesus. Amen. There's no other name higher than this name or greater than this name. Oh, Jesus. This is not a small thing. Even if you just call on him gently, Jesus, this is not a small thing. This is the most noble name. It has everything to do with the name itself. The weight does not depend on your calling. The weight depends on the name itself. So I'm here calling Jacob Ho, Jacob Ho. No matter how much I call, it doesn't mean much because he doesn't have much weight. He's just a human being. Jacob Ho, Jacob Ho. There's nothing there because this name is not weighty. Do you understand me? But Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ. Next time, just with such understanding, you call again. The feeling is different. The feeling's different. This is my burden. In these days, in the Lord's recovery, you should not just call on the Lord, but in this practice, the depth should be changed. We need to have further recovery of this practice. Don't belittle such a matter. Ephesians said it's far surpassing all the authorities in everything that is named. Not only in the present age, but in the age to come, this name far surpasses every name. Today, in the past, in the age to come, all the names cannot compare to this name. This name is the name above all names. And we Christians can call on such a name. This name should always be on our lips, Lord Jesus. Sometimes I feel it's not about 10 times, even just one time. You will enter a different realm. Roman numeral 2. You see, this outline is, the point is rather short. It's just one word, Jesus. I hope that from today onward, after you go home, even the name of Jesus will have a different taste, a different feeling in our mouth. Point A, the name Jesus was given by God. He didn't give a different name. He named his son, God the Father named his son Jesus. The angel Gabriel told Mary that the child she would conceive was to be called Jesus. If I remember correctly, he also told Joseph the same thing. So this point is crucial. The name of a person is crucial. It represents that person. It is that person. So the name given by the Father embodies all the feelings, all the burdens of the Father. The human love, the human heart, the human purpose can be found in this name. Luke says, "Behold, you shall conceive a son. You shall name him Jesus." Jesus is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means Jehovah the Savior, or the salvation of Jehovah. Is not only Jehovah the Savior, but also the salvation. The name itself is the salvation of Jehovah. Jehovah becoming our salvation, that is Jesus. You need to speak this. You need to speak to one another. The name Jesus includes the name Jehovah. Actually, Jesus is the name of God. In the Old Testament, God is the Eternal One. That is not his name. He's just what he is. So his name is Jehovah in his relationship with man. But Jesus is the New Testament Jehovah. So the Father and the Son share the same name. So the Father is the senior, and the Son is junior. They have the same name. In fact, the Son is the Father. The Son is the Father. The Word became flesh. That is, the Father in the Son became flesh, coming to humanity to accomplish salvation. His name is Jehovah Salvation, Salvation of Jehovah. The name Jesus includes the name Jehovah. Jehovah means I am. Jehovah means I am. Only God is the Eternal One. I am means there's no factor of time. There's no factor of space. He is. In English, he's the verb to be. He is. In this universe, all the positive things, God is. Only God is the Eternal One. Eternal is not temporary. From eternity past to eternity future, he is the I am. We, as temporal beings, mortal beings, we can call on the name of the Eternal One. This is not a simple matter. We need to realize Jesus is the I Am. In the New Testament, we don't call on Jehovah. That's what Israelites did. But today, the New Testament Jehovah is Jesus. We believe that He is. So brothers and sisters, every time we call on the Lord Jesus, we need to believe in our heart He is. You just say, Lord Jesus, Jesus. No, when you call, you need to have a confirmation, have assurance inwardly, He is. Everything else is not, but He is. When we call, when I call, I believe He is. God said to Moses, I am the I Am. That is His name. I am the I Am. I need to move faster. Oh, these verses, what should I do? You need to go home and study. This is my assignment to you. After you go home from now until the summer training, you need to do your homework. What kind of homework? You need to speak the points in these outlines to one another and dig out all the verses listed here and pre-read them. This will help our practice. Okay, from eternity past to eternity future, you are God. The earth and heaven will pass away. You will last forever. You are the same. In the New Testament, it says, if you don't believe that I am, you will die in your sins. After you lift up the Son of Man, you need to know that I am. Truly, truly, I say to you, the Lord Jesus said, before Abraham, I am. Jesus, the Nazarene, said, I am. Our calling on the Lord needs to change a little bit. You need to say, oh, I am, because that's His name. I am. It doesn't mean that we are, but this I refers to Him. Oh, I am the eternal I am. Jesus, I am. When you call in this way, you are in eternity, because this is an eternal name. This is point C. The Lord Jesus, whatever we need, His life, light, power, wisdom, righteousness, holiness, everything we need is found in Him. This is even one step further. He is the life of bread. He is the light of life. He is door, His shepherd, reality, life. He is everything. We have a hymn among us. You should take it out and sing that hymn. Sing until you're in spirit, and then you call on the Lord. It's not merely a name. There's so many riches. It cannot be exhausted. The name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior or Jehovah our salvation. Jesus is Jehovah's Savior, the one who saves us from everything God condemns and from all negative things. I don't need to say too much. I think we all know this. He saves us from our sin and sins, from all the besetting sins in our daily life, from the evil power of Satan, and from every bondage and addiction. And there's a hymn listed here, 1065. I think it's about glorious freedom, right? You all know that hymn. See, He Himself is our salvation. He does not simply give us salvation. He comes to us as our salvation. The Lord Jesus comes not to save us only, but become our salvation. He's not delivering us only hourly from some difficulties, from problems. He actually enters into us to save us inside of us. We need to continue. When we call upon Him to save us, He is our salvation. Whoever calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. In Psalms, it's full of these verses. The psalmists are in a depression or difficulties or agony, and this is our human life. Our human life is full of problems, but in these situations, the psalmists call upon the Lord's name in order to be saved. The Lord Jesus is the horn of salvation, raised up in the house of David. And then Luke says, Zechariah said, I have seen, when he saw baby Jesus, he said, now my eyes have seen salvation. It's only a small baby. But when we see that person, we see Jehovah salvation. All the flesh should see God's salvation. That's Jesus. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today the salvation has come upon this house. Why did he say that? Because I'm here. When I come, salvation comes. Salvation is not a matter, but salvation is a person. Jesus is also the real Joshua. Moses brought God's people out of Egypt, but Joshua brought them into rest. As our Joshua, Jesus brings us into rest. Jesus is the real Joshua, bringing us into the rest of the good land. Whenever we call on His name, He saves us and brings us into the enjoyment of Himself. Today, what is the rest? The rest in the Old Testament was the good land. But today, the rest is the Lord Jesus Himself, this all-inclusive Christ. But today, this all-inclusive Christ has passed through death and resurrection and become the light, the Spirit. So today, the good land is the Spirit. Whenever we call on the Lord's name, we're entering into the good land. We're entering into the Spirit. Therefore, in 1 Corinthians, if you read chapter 12, there it says, today we have been baptized into one body, in one Spirit, and drink of one Spirit. But what does it say before that? It says, no one can call Him, can call Lord Jesus except in the Holy Spirit. In other words, every time we say Lord Jesus, where are we? We are in the Holy Spirit. Every time we say Lord Jesus, we are in the good land. Every time we say Lord Jesus, we are entering into rest. Oh, brothers and sisters, next time when you call on Him, even gently, Lord Jesus, you have such a seeing, you have such a revelation, your feeling and your experience will be greatly different. I truly hope that calling on the Lord is not just a formality among us, not just a form. Oh, others don't call, only we in the Lord's recovery say, Lord Jesus, that's too superficial. That's not up to standard. I feel calling on the Lord among us is regressed. Is not up to standard. The standard set up by God. I hope that a few hundred of saints can come back to the standard. Come back to that strength and effect. This will impact our church life, our gospel preaching, our perfecting of the saints, our meeting life, our testimony in each locality. Everything will be different. Just believe my words. Believe my words. Okay, I've read the points here. So you need to read the rest, the excerpts. So let's come to Roman numeral 3. Again, only one word here. Lord, Lord. Can we say Lord? Lord. Lord. Lord Jesus. In Acts, it says, He is the Lord of all. He preached peace as the gospel to the children of Israel. I really don't have the time. But Lord is which Lord? Lord refers to His Jesus was as a man. God made the Lord Jesus as a man, the Lord in His ascension. So when we call Him Lord, we acknowledge Him in His ascension. He has been exalted. His exaltation, His ascension, also speaks of Him being passing through all the process. Human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. So every time we say Lord, Lord, this is not an unprocessed Jesus, but a processed Jesus. A man now is the Lord of the universe. He has been made by God as Lord. Today, the U.S. president is elected by people, but this Lord is established and set by God. Lord, this lordship is now in the Spirit. You know, 2 Corinthians 3 says, the Lord Spirit, a compound title. So He's called the Lord Spirit. When we call on the Lord, sometimes we can call Lord Spirit. Today, the Lord is not merely a man. He has the human element, but today He is also the Spirit. He is called the Lord Spirit. In the Lord Spirit, we have the elements of ascension and lordship. Whenever we touch the Lord Jesus, we touch the One who is above all. Brothers and sisters, are you above all? A lot of times we're just like little worms crawling on the ground. We should be those who are above all. We need to touch the One who is above all, and we're also above everything. The attraction of the earth, the demons, the principalities, the powers, and all negative things have been overcome by Him. We need to experience this victorious Christ. We all should be overcomers, overcoming ones, Christians. Let's call on the Lord. Brothers and sisters, call on the Lord. The more we call, the more we overcome. Oh, Lord Jesus. We should overcome. Every believer, every saint is supposed to overcome. That's ordained by God. Overcoming is not just the lot of certain spiritual ones. It is the lot of everyone. ordained by God. And now we have a way. The way is to call on the one who is above all. Every time you say, Lord, oh Lord, some people are afraid of ghosts or demons. What are you afraid of? Next time when you have any fear in darkness, you should say, Lord Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You need to overcome your fear. Maybe there's some attractions from the world. We need to overcome the attraction. There's a way, that is to call on the Lord. That this overcoming victorious name. Maybe you're under pressure. You need to overcome that stress, that pressure. Call on the Lord's name. Then we can break through. Then we will transcend into heavens. We need to call ourselves to the heavens, to the third heaven. Today, the church life needs such a calling. I feel a lot of our, most of the church life is somewhat weak and lack of strength. This is not right. B, according to the New Testament, small b, when we call on the Lord, we are in our spirit, and our spirit is in the heavens. Our spirit is connected to the throne in the heavens. So calling on the Lord's name is an excellent way to exercise our spirit. Every time we call, our spirit is connected to the throne. So we will be on the earth as in heaven. Some sisters are broken by some small things. And not only that, but they will be depressed for half a month. Why do you need to do that? Sisters, call on the Lord's name. Not only to overcome this matter, but you also need to ascend to the heavens. It's not a common overcoming, but transcending. We need to live a life in the heavens. The simple way is to call on this name. Sometimes you have a lot of knowledge, but you cannot overcome. But as soon as you touch the one who is above all, then you are in heaven. With the throne of authority, the throne of grace, and the God sitting on the throne. We enjoy grace. We're full of grace. Also, we are ones with authority on the throne. We can reign in life. Okay, we need to move quickly. You know, this Jesus is the high priest above all. Far above the heavens. Not only in the heavens, but above the heavens. You see how high he is. That is on the throne. Amen. Saints, we need to experience this. You don't just nod your head. Don't just say amen. You need to experience it. The church of God is the church in resurrection and ascension. Don't make the church of God an earthly organization. The ascension, the overcoming, the reality of ascension and authority. Where is it? The reality is in the spirit. And how can we experience that spirit? Let me tell you, it is in the name. Oh, brothers and sisters, calling on the Lord is a great recovery. Don't allow this practice be lost among us or become common, become formality. It must have reality. I would like to challenge brothers and sisters to recover this practice. Point B, according to the New Testament, the title Lord is all-inclusive. This title applies to the entire life and ministry of the Lord Jesus. I just mentioned, when we speak of ascension, that means he has passed through all the processes before ascension. So as the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and ascended one, Jesus Christ has been made the Lord of all. All this process and everything related to it is implied in the title Lord. So this title, Lord, Lord Jesus, is really all-inclusive. You don't need to be too complicated. When the Lord Jesus becomes our Lord, we are in him, organically united to him. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. This is a fact. But today, every day, moment by moment, we need to experience this fact. And the way is to call on the Lord. I have been in the Lord's recovery for 50 years. So I'm supposed to have graduated from this practice. After 50 years, why should I not graduate it? You go to Berkeley, you graduate in 4 years. So after 50 years, I should have a diploma in calling on the Lord, or maybe a PhD. Let me tell you, there's no graduation from calling on the Lord. It is your breathing. 50 years later, now, if I don't call on the Lord, I'm still the same as 50 years ago. I will be a failed Christian. 50 years of spirituality or experience doesn't count much. At this moment, it cannot save me. I'm still a failure. I'm still a fallen person. At this moment, I still need to call on the Lord. This morning, I was considering when I die or stop breathing. In Chinese, we say stop breathing. That's your last breath. What do you say? Oh, Lord, I guarantee you wouldn't say, how much money do I have in the bank? You cannot bring that with you. Am I right? When you let out your last breath, oh, when you are in a car accident, when you're still rolling in the air, what would you say? What would you do? How many houses do you have? You only say, Lord Jesus. I'm not saying this casually. Your last breath, you should be breathing this one. All inclusive. This name is all inclusive. Whatever you need, he is. The Lord's name, this is Roman numeral 4, denotes his person. Point A is important. Jesus is the Lord's name, but the Spirit, and the Spirit is his person. So the name represents a person. When I say Jacob Ho is not just the name, but it's the person. If there's no person, there's no need for the name. Without the person, the name is vain. And this person gives name a meaning. When I say Jacob Ho, and there's a person, this person comes. So today, Jesus is not an empty name. There is a person behind it. What is that person? Today, the person is the all-inclusive Spirit. So every time we say, Lord Jesus, Jesus, I tell you, that person is in us. in our spirit. It's not an empty name. Our opposers said, oh, here we're just chanting. Just like the in Buddhism, the monks are chanting. I tell you, that's superstition. We're not superstitious. We are breathing. We're calling on the Lord's name to receive the Spirit. That is the triune God. Point one, the Spirit is the Lord Himself as the breath and the living water. Lamentations. Jeremiah said, indicates our calling on the Lord is our breathing, and Isaiah indicates our calling on the Lord is our drinking. You need to speak this to one another. You need to fan the flame. Fan your spirit into flame. Hence, to breathe Him in as our breath and drink Him as our living water, we need to call on Him. When we exercise our spirit to call on Him, breathe Him in and drink Him, we enjoy His riches. This is the real worship to God. That Samaritan woman drank of the living water. That was her worship to God. Today, God doesn't want you to just prostrate before Him. He wants you to drink of this Jesus, eat of Him, enjoy Him. Then you are rendering the true worship to God. Oh, Lord Jesus, now we're worshiping God. Isaiah said, you need to draw water out of the well of salvation. In that day, you need to call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Oh, on the streets, we should call on this name. That's what we did in the past. In Greek word, the Greek word for call on in Acts 2:21 is composed of on and call by name. You know, calling is not just supplicating or praying. It's different. In Greek, it's epi kaleo. That is to cry out. You need to shout. It's audible. It's not just contemplating. It's not just pondering, not thinking, but it should be audible. To call on this name. And you say cry out, it sounds a little crude, but that's what it means. Don't care too much about your face. Some are more reserved, but you're not saved. Stephen, his last breath, when he was being stoned, the last stone was thrown at him. He cried out, not just called, but he cried out loudly. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. That was a glorious death. That was a beautiful death. It was a handsome death. A lovely death. But if you don't do that in your living, you wouldn't do that in your death. You will say, I'm miserable. How pitiful I am. Why should I die such a miserable death? That's not Stephen. He said, Lord. After he said that, he slept. Roman numeral 5. We all need to be simplified to enjoy the Lord by calling on his name. We need to be simplified. You know, many, many believers, including us, are not simple. Rather, they are complicated. Because many of us have been believers for some time, we have learned many things, and as a result, we have become complicated. You know, complicated people don't call. They will say, I know. I don't need to call. I've been around for 50 years. They're complicated. Today, we need to be unloaded of all the frustrations from our Christian knowledge so that we can enjoy Christ. I hope that in the Lord's recovery, on the one hand, we have rich truth. We also need to be constituted with the Word of God. This is definitely necessary. But we should still, our mind still need to have the simplicity and purity toward Christ. That should not be lost. In the early days, believers went from house to house. They ate with a simple heart, simplicity in heart. We need to be simplified. In this practice, every one of us needs to be simplified. The more simplified we are, the better. Morning when we wake up, we call on the Lord's name. I call on the Lord's name. 50 years later, I still need to call. And I need to call in a simple way because my brain is full of complicated matters. I need to clear them up. The way is to call on him. Let me tell you, this practice will satisfy God. The children of God come to him without this, without that, but just call on him in a simple way to enjoy himself. You know, this simplicity, this love, doesn't this touch our God? Enjoy him as our life, food, air, and everything we need. Every day we say, Lord, without you, I cannot live. Today I need you just as I did 50 years ago. I had not graduated. Today, I need you. I need this name. Today, I'm still simple, just like a child. I'm saying, Daddy, Mommy, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. The more we call, the more we are saved in this life, with the result that we grow in life. We should not be satisfied with mere knowledge concerning Christ. It doesn't mean we don't need it, but we should not be satisfied. Rather, we need to enjoy him by calling on his name. Brothers and sisters, this is our message. I don't think we need Enoch to tell us we call on the Lord 10 times. One hymn says we need to call on him thousands of times. Every day, call on him 1,000 times. That means you can't even count it. How many times do you breathe a day? You cannot count. You just live. May the Lord's name never leave our lips. And every time we call, our inward feeling, our inward realization, inward seeing is so rich, so broad, so inclusive. In such a way, our practice will change. Everywhere we can hear the voice of calling on the Lord, every calling is full of riches, and our church life will be different. All right, I will stop here.